This is The Takeaway. I'm Todd Zwillick. Ian Fraser-Kilmister, better known as Lemmy, the heavy metal singer and bassist for Motorhead, died yesterday. He was 70. Lemmy was heavy metal in human form, from hard-driving bass lines like you heard there in Ace of Spades to hard drinking and more. And in recent years, he struggled with various health problems as a result. Here to help us remember the rock god is Harley Brown, assistant editor at Spin. Harley, welcome.
Thank you.
For the un-metal-headed and uninitiated into Motorhead, who was Lemmy?
Lemmy was exactly how you described him. He was very hard drinking, led the quintessential rock and roll lifestyle, rumored to have slept with 1,000 women. But more importantly, he helped pioneer speed metal and all kinds of other metal subgenres that came in its wake. Even though he preferred to think of Motorhead and the work that he did as rock and roll, he's inspired by Little Richard, Elvis, those kinds of people. And he was quite a character. He collected Nazi memorabilia, although he made it clear that he was not a Nazi sympathizer. He simply had an interest in the history of the matter. And he very much identified with punk. He was a roadie for Jimi Hendrix. You don't really find characters like that very much these days.
How did other metal bands count his influence? I mean, members of Metallica, Henry Rollins, tributes poured in last night when his death was reported.
Oh, sure. And Ozzy Osbourne and Sharon Osbourne were all big fans of his. You know, pretty much anyone will cite Ace of Spades as the first Motorhead song that they heard and sort of imprinted upon.
Now, you mentioned that he roadied for Jimi Hendrix at a young age. He also talked about seeing the Beatles in Liverpool before they ever hit the States. Talk about some of those early experiences and how they affected him.
He just thought they were really awesome and was thinking, you know, if I bring a guitar to school, then I'll just have girls all over me all the time. I think that was pretty much the impetus for him. There's a story about him in a 2009 interview. He said he saw in Billy Fury, this rock singer, and was surrounded by all these chicks rubbing his crotch, allegedly, and said, you know, this is the job for me.
Now, the microphone style, Lemmy was also known for setting that mic stand at about 6 feet 6 inches so that the mic pointed down to his face on stage. It had the effect of sort of shouting the metal toward the heavens, I guess. That's how I always interpreted it.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, people say that Lemmy is God. There's that famous scene in Airheads when Brendan Fraser's character asks who would win in a wrestling match, God or Lemmy, and the answer is Lemmy is God. And and Dave Grohl famously said, you know, he called Lemmy a god. So that's another, you know, the Foo Fighters were definitely another band that was inspired by them.
So all the rockers like to call him a rock god. What about the actual musical influence? Is it possible to trace the bass lines, the hard driving style of Motorhead directly into the musical styles of bands like Metallica or Nirvana or other bands, you know, Ozzy Osbourne, people that praised him?
Oh, sure. Just in terms of the energy and the speed. And just the sheer volume, really. I mean, there's a story about someone who came to one of Motorhead's earlier practices and said, you need to turn it down. I'm 4 miles away and I can't hear my television.
Lemmy Kilmister dead at 70. His bandmates in a statement last night asked people to play his former band Hawkwind loud. That's what we're going to do. Harley Brown, assistant editor at Spin. Thank you so much.
Thank you.